Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome visitors and members of Schoenbrunn Community Moravian Church. And please sign your friendship register as passed through the pews so we may have a record of your attendance. Now please join me in reading the watchword for the week as found in your bulletin. The Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever. And his faithfulness to all generations. Now for the news of the church. Please make note of all the church activities that are listed in your bulletin. There are a few items we'd like to add. The ushers and greeters sign-up sheets are in the narthex for the next couple of months. There's also a sign-up sheet for the card party for food donations. It's also in the narthex. And the garage sale Friday morning at 7 a.m. for those going to help. And also Saturday around 1, we'll pack up everything and send it away, I guess. Is there anything else anybody wants to add? Okay, let's all stand and sing hymn number 375.
take a moment and greet your sisters and brothers in Christ with the right hand of fellowship. Go! Please remain standing and turn in your book of worship to page 1 as we pray together the general liturgy 1 plus the shorter church liturgy on page 10. We will also be singing the Lord's Prayer, which is on page 4, and that is hymn 828 if you need that. You should know the words. O Lord, our Lord, your greatness is seen in all the world.
We give thanks to you, for you are good, your love is eternal.
We glorify you, majestic Lord. Sacrifice which you desire is a humble spirit. O God, you will not reject a humble and repentant heart.
If we confess our sins, you are just and will keep your promise. You will forgive our sins and will purify us from all wrongdoing.
Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, humbly confessing our sins. Please be seated. Most holy and almighty God, our Savior, we confess our disobedience. We, like sheep, have gone astray. All of us have turned our own way. We have sinned and have done wrong. The good that we knew to do, we have not done. We know that we have been unworthy servants and have fallen short of your glory. Help us, deliver us, and forgive our sins, O God of our salvation, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave himself for us. Thus says the Lord, I, even I, am the God who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and will not remember your sins. Go and sin no more. Please stand. Lord, make us one in spirit with all your people as we profess our faith, saying,
I believe in God, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
To the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Turn to hymn 828 as we sing the Lord's Prayer. Back to page 4. Turn to page 10.
Yeah.
Please be seated. From all sin, from all error, from all evil, from famine and disease, from disaster by fire or flood, storm or earthquake, from violence, war and bloodshed, from all the deceits of the world, the flesh and the devil. By your holy incarnation and birth, by all the merits of your perfect life, by your cross and atoning death, by your triumphant resurrection and ascension, by your sending the Holy Spirit, by your coming again to your church on earth, or our being called home to you. Guide and unify your holy church. Keep all bishops, ministers, and church servants sound in doctrine and holy in life. Restore all who have fallen away. Strengthen those who suffer persecution for the sake of the gospel. Send us as faithful laborers into your harvest, that all may be gathered into your family. Direct all governments in the way of justice and peace, that your will may be known and done among the nations. Enable us to make wise use of the world you have entrusted to us. Send help to all who are in danger, trouble, or anguish. Grant healing and the constant assurance of your love to the sick. Enable the dying to put their trust in you as the atoning sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. Have mercy on your whole creation. Hasten the day when the kingdom of the world shall become your kingdom. Keep us in everlasting fellowship with the church triumphant in heaven, and let us rest together in your presence from our labors.
People. Our loved ones that we've been praying for are listed in your bulletin. To those, we'd like to add prayers for Dave Poole. He has health problems and he's a friend of Floyd Swinnerman. Prayers of thanksgiving for Tiffany Weller, is it? Baby girl born last night. And a thank you to all our fathers and dads. Now let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for your healing and the many blessings we have received. We know that you are a God who heals all manner of sickness and illness through the power of your Holy Spirit. We ask that you would send healing and wholeness to all those who are afflicted with illness and disease. Please send comfort and strength in this time of need. Amen.
The scriptural lesson for today is Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 8. It can be found on page 798 in your pew Bible. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace through God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our suffering, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The gospel lesson for today is Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 through chapter 10, verse 8. If you've heard of page 687. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to the disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." He called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out evil spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, preach this message. The kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy. Drive out the demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Will the children come forward?
We have children.
Thank you.
us from our sin and endowed us with gifts for ministry. May we praise your name as we worship this day, and may the gifts we present to you be found well pleasing in your sight.
Amen.
Please be seated. Happy Father's Day. Would all the fathers please stand up? Look at that, just about 100%. Congratulations. Please bow with me in prayer. Gracious and loving Savior, as we reflect upon your word, we pray your blessing upon us and your presence with us. Open our hearts and minds that we may understand your truth, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. It's always hard for clergy. What do you do on Mother's Day and Father's Day? Because they don't appear in the church here, and they don't appear in the lectionary scriptures. And so it's sort of, what do you do with that? Believe it or not, the same thing happens with July the 4th, Memorial Day, and Labor Day. And I have been criticized for over 40 years because I don't preach about Mother's Day, Father's Day, Labor Day, 4th of July, and Memorial Day. So, fathers, forgive me, for I know what I do. The scripture passage this morning actually have some things in common. One of them, the first thing, is the appearance of the word therefore. And whenever that word appears, you really do need to take notice because it means something important has already been said or done. And what comes next is as a result of what has already happened. In the Gospel of Matthew, it appears this way. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Cause and effect. The second time it appears is as our epistle lesson begins. It begins, therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that sufferings produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us. Because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. There are three words that Paul peppers through his writings. Faith, hope, what's the third one? Love. If you're into Americana decorating, they're in your house, aren't they? They're either in stackable boxes or they're in plaques or whatever. But those three words are in your house. They're in your heart. The Moravian Church doesn't say that. The Moravian Church doesn't say faith, hope, and love. From its very beginning, with the ground of the unity, with the Unitas Fratrum, it has said faith, love, hope. Now think about that for a minute. Faith, love, hope. It is faith that tells us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And that is the love of God expressed to us through the death, resurrection, and ascension of his Son, Jesus Christ, which brings us what? Hope. Now think about that and walk through that with me again. Faith in God through Christ demonstrates the love of God in Christ, which gives us hope for the future. Therefore, what do you do with it? Now you go back to the gospel. And I'll read it again. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Right after that, Jesus summons his 12 disciples and gives them the task. First, he empowers them that they may heal all diseases, cure all problems, solve any issue. And then he says, now go out into the field and reap the harvest that is God's. He said something else. He says, don't waste your time. If the people aren't responsive, move on. Go to the ones that I have prepared for you to reap. So if we put these two passages together, what do we have? Guess what? You're the laborers. And guess what? Not everybody's going to like what you have to say. And guess what? That's okay. Don't waste your time. Keep looking. Keep sharing. Keep loving, and that love that you demonstrate for others will bring the hope that will allow them to develop their faith so they realize God's love so that they have hope for the future. You see the circle? You know, Disney saw that and referred to it as a circle of life. You know, so hold up your Simba and remember that every place you go is your mission field. Now, through the summer months, you're going to hear a lot about this because the season of Pentecost is devoted to your personal ministry. I love preaching in the summertime. But if you want some fun reading, by the way, I finished my third Jack Reacher book. Anyway, if you want some fun reading, go to 1 Corinthians 12. Go to 1 Corinthians 12. Some of you are reaching for a Bible. It's spiritual gifts. It's how God designed God's church to work. It tells us that everyone sitting in this room has spiritual gifts. Not a gift, but clusters of gifts. And most of us don't know what they are. So here's your summer task. Read 1 Corinthians 12. I'll be a little more realistic. Once a week. Not every day, but once a week. Read it. And try and identify as you go through that week, okay, Paul lifts out a lot of gifts there. By no means is that all of them. And ask yourself, what is it that I do that I enjoy that helps the harvest? What is it that I do that I enjoy that helps the harvest? It could be praying. Not everybody enjoys praying. Some people live to pray. It could be smiles. It could be handshakes. It could be visits. It could be cards. It could be, you're getting the drift here. But try and identify what it is that God has endowed in you that you can use as one of the laborers in the harvest. And I guarantee you're going to enjoy it. Will you get nervous? Sure, I get nervous every Sunday. But I enjoy it. So, there's your task. 1 Corinthians 12, once a week for the remainder of the summer. And give Ben a fighting chance when he gets here. Okay? Please bow with me in prayer. Gracious and loving Savior, we thank you for the ways in which you have revealed yourself to us through the lives of others, through the presence of your Spirit, through the doing of your will. And we pray, Lord, as we depart this place, that you will continue to bless us and use us as instruments of your word. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Please turn to hymn 548, O 4,000 Tongues to Sing, and stand if you are able. Thank you. Now may the love of God the Father, the salvation which faith in Christ has brought, the presence and power of the indwelling of God's Holy Spirit be before you to lead you, behind you to guide you, beneath you to uphold you, above you to bless you, about you to protect you, within you to caress you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, world without end. Amen.